No matter who you are, no matter where you've been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today is the 19th day of October. It is the beginning of a brand new week. It is all sparkly, shiny, brand new, crisp, crisp, clean, and white. And we get the chance to mark every page with our words, with our thoughts, with our deeds, our actions, what we do, what we don't do, and write the story of our lives. I hope we would choose wisely. I hope I choose wisely today. Today we're going to read Matthew chapter 15, and then we'll read Mark chapter 7. This week, it's a brand new week, brand new translation. We begin the Christian Standard Bible, Matthew chapter 15. Then Jesus was approached by Pharisees and scribes from Jerusalem who asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders, for they don't wash their hands when they eat?" He answered them, "Why do you break God's commandment because of your tradition? For God said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must be put to death. But you say, 'Whoever tells his father or mother, whatever benefit you might have received from me as a gift committed to the temple, he does not have to honor his father.' In this way, you have nullified the word of God because of your tradition. Hypocrites! Isaiah prophesied correctly about you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines human commands.' Summoning the crowd, he told them, 'Listen and understand. It's not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person.' Then the disciples came up and told him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees took offense when they heard what you said?' He replied, 'Every plant that my heavenly Father didn't plant will be uprooted. Leave them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind guide the blind, both will fall into a pit.' Then Peter said, 'Explain this parable to us.' 'Do you still lack understanding?' he said. 'Don't you realize that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is eliminated? But what comes out of the mouth comes from the heart, and this defiles a person. For from the heart come evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, sexual immoralities, thefts, false testimonies, slander. These are the things that defile a person, but eating with unwashed hands does not defile a person.' When Jesus left there, he withdrew to the area of Tyre and Sidon. Just then a Canaanite woman from that region came and kept crying out, 'Have mercy on me, Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely tormented by a demon.' Jesus did not say a word to her. As the disciples approached him and urged him, 'Send her away because she's crying out after us.' He replied, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel.' But she came, knelt before him and said, 'Lord, help me.' He answered, 'It isn't right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs.' 'Yes, Lord,' she said, 'yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table.' Then Jesus replied to her, 'Woman, your faith is great. Let it be done for you as you want.' And from that moment, her daughter was healed. Moving on from there, Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee. He went up on a mountain and sat there, and large crowds came to him, including the lame, the blind, the crippled, those unable to speak, and many others. They put them at his feet, and he healed them. So the crowd was amazed when they saw those unable to speak talking, the crippled restored, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they gave glory to the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples and said, I have compassion on the crowd because they've already stayed with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I don't want to send them away hungry, otherwise they might collapse on the way. The disciples said to him, "Where could we get enough bread in this desolate place to feed such a crowd?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked them. "Seven," they said, "and a few small fish." After commanding the crowd to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, gave thanks, broke them, and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied. They collected the leftover pieces, 7 large baskets full. Now there were 4,000 men who had eaten besides women and children. After dismissing the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. Mark chapter 7. The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him. They observed that some of his disciples were eating bread with unclean, that is, unwashed, hands. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, keeping the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they have washed. And there are many other customs they have received and keep, like the washing of cups, pitchers, kettles, and dining couches. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders instead of eating bread with ceremonially unclean hands?" He answered them, "Isaiah prophesied correctly about you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines human commands.' Abandoning the command of God, you hold on to human tradition." He also said to them, "You have a fine way of invalidating God's command in order to set up your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must be put to death. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or mother, whatever benefit you might have received from me is Corban,' that is, an offering devoted to God, 'you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God by your tradition that you have handed down, and you do many other similar things.'" Summoning the crowd again, he told them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a person from outside can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him." When he went into the house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, "Are you also as lacking in understanding? Don't you realize that nothing going into a person from the outside can defile him? For it doesn't go into his heart, but into the stomach, and is eliminated. Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, 'What comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of people's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immoralities, thefts, murders, adulteries, greed, evil actions, deceit, self-indulgence, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a person.'" He got up and departed from there to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, but he could not escape notice. Instead, immediately after hearing about him, a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Gentile, a Syrophoenician by birth, and she was asking him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, because it isn't right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she replied to him, "Lord, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he told her, "Because of this reply, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." When she went back home, she found her child lying on the bed, and the demon was gone. Again, leaving the region of Tyre, He went by way of Sidon to the Sea of Galilee through the region of the Decapolis. They brought him to a deaf man who had difficulty speaking and begged Jesus to lay his hand on him. So he took him away from the crowd in private. After putting his fingers in the man's ears and spitting, he touched his tongue. Looking up to heaven, he sighed deeply and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." Immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak clearly. He ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more they proclaimed it. They were extremely astonished and said, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf hear and the mute speak." Jesus, we thank you for your word. Thank you for this start, this beginning of a brand new week. It's all brand new out in front of us, and so many of us have fallen down. We've already messed it up. It's not hard to do. But thank you for your grace and your mercy, and I pray that we would all reach for that as we repent, we turn from our ways and cling and run to you, for you always welcome us when we repent, when we admit our part, our faults. You can cleanse us from all unrighteousness, make us righteous and holy, pleasing unto you, God. We do this through the power of your Holy Spirit. I pray this, I thank you for this, and I worship you for this, all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Oh, KSD, my heart is so broken for you right now. This is Robin with the White Stone. I wanted to call in recently to address you because I was so grateful for what a light and love you have been to this community and how much you bless everybody. Just your voice is just this incredible sense of comfort. And now I want you to know that we all have our arms around you. I just heard this news and I am so, so sorry. I'm devastated for you, and I'm praying right now for Viola and your three daughters, it sounds like, some of which are not speaking, and for you. And I just pray, God, that this would be a moment where their family would experience some restoration and peace between them, where there's clearly been a lot of pain, that they would draw together to support their parents, and that the parents would take comfort in the connection and communication with their kids. Lord, I just ask that you would give them all peace and all the support that they need right now during this incredibly difficult time, God. I thank you for Kingdom Seeker Daniel and his faithfulness, God, to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, this is this precious little lamb, Kingdom Seeker Daniel. I'm really sorry about your son. I don't know what to say, but I love you, and I'm holding my arms out for you to hold you and give you a hug and just let you know I care and I'm here. Jill and Brian, oh, I love everything you are telling us about you and Ezekiel's trip, and it's just fascinating to hear and try to picture all these places that you're telling it makes it almost like I am there. It's a little bit more than just me reading it, but not quite as good as being there with you. But I love it. Please continue to do so, and just hope you have a long, fun, amazing trip and safe trip home. Love y'all. Bye.
Renee in South Africa. This is your brother in Baltimore, Maryland. Congratulations and God bless you for passing your bar exam. And now you are a full-fledged attorney. Well done. Well done. Praise God. Secondly, BAB, biological family, I need you to continue to pray for me as I am closing in on the defense of my dissertation very, very soon this fall. Please keep that in prayer. And also keep me in prayer about walking in humility around this thing, because knowledge can puff up, but I don't want to be puffy. I want to walk in love and build up in love. And that's all. Thank you so much, and God bless you.